Bird in a Cage, Part 3. Return. Lost in your flight, your song, and the thrill of freedom, you are now drawn not by what is below, but rather what is above. Tilting your neck upward, a radiant sky beckons as you bend your being up into its heart of infinite blue. The higher you fly, the brighter and fuller the hue, until even its blue is dissipated into pure light as the all real. The world is now but a tiny speck, far, far below, a minuscule memory dissolving in the fullness embrace of ecstatic liberation. You are no longer conscious of having wings, or of the act of flying, or of having any physical form whatsoever. So far beyond the physical realm of relativity, speed has become irrelevant as your consciousness immerses into infinitely expanding, all-encompassing light and delight. You are peace absolute, satisfaction supreme. There is no passage of time, only an ever-intensifying present moment of fullness, perfection, bliss. Gradually, you become aware of a faint echo of gloom in your universe of light, and realize that your role is not complete until all is utterly illumined and liberated. Inspired and determined, you focus your consciousness, arrow-like, to locate and expunge this impediment to your perfection. You will reveal the effulgent light hidden within any lurking shadow. Dauntless, your search draws you to the finite realm. You perceive your light and liberation already within the heart of the world, but masked, hidden, encaged. To free the world and secure your own ultimate perfection, happily you fly back to your windowsill and hop into your cage. For the world can only see and hear our soul bird singing its perfection song and dancing its liberation dance when it is inside the mind-vital-body-world cage. Hence it is here, encaged, where we must attain integral, ultimate freedom.